Ash's journeys were some of the biggest parts of our childhood. Whether you grew up with Indigo League, XYZ, or heck even Sun and Moon, one thing is certain. Each one holds an important place in our heart, and I'm no different. My name is Pokey, and in today's video, I'll be ranking every single one of Ash's journeys from worst to best. Now, if I don't like your favorite Pokemon series, then please don't scream at me, and just let me know in the comments why you like the series in particular, as I do read most of my comments. Now, I'm not going to bore you any longer, so let's just get started with the list. Starting off from number 8 as the worst one of Ash's journeys, we have Black and White. Now, there's only two Black and White fans out there. One that is in love with the games and hates the anime, or two, one that hates the games but loves the anime. And here's the thing, right? If you love the anime, it's all good and dandy. Don't let anybody try and stop you from enjoying it, alright? That being said, it's by far the worst piece of garbage on this planet. We had a perfect story lined up in what could have been by far the best Pokemon series of all time, and being crowned king, but then later realizing his true purpose after meeting Ash and his friend group Bianca and Sharon. Yetsis is the most destructive but also logical villain in history by releasing ownership of all Pokemon, and the concepts of yin and yang being represented with both Zekrom and Reshiram was just too peak. It all lined up perfectly, there was nothing that could have gone wrong. And then we got Iris and Cillan, a freaking gym leader that isn't even memorable in the games is our partner. Then they decided to butcher the entirety of N's character and make Team Rocket have some monumental impact on the story, and Team Plasma was just treated as a joke. I could go on and make an entire separate video of how badly the anime tarnished the game's legacy, so for both my sake and yours, I'll just leave this at that. Also, half the battles were freaking slideshows. It was terrible. Only good thing to come out of the anime isn't even the anime, but the Genesect movie. That is literally it. Now, ending my rant, I will say I don't hate Iris as much as other people do. I feel like she was actually a decent companion alongside Ash. Overall, I give the Black and White series a 4.5 out of 10, and the only reason is because of Iris and seeing Dragonite versus Charizard. That is the only good thing to come out of that series. Crazy how a non-league fight was better than the league itself. Coming in at number 7, we have Pokemon Advance. Ash's journey in Advance was alright to say the least, it wasn't anything bad. Mei taking Misty's spot rubbed me the wrong way, but as I progressed more into the story, I enjoyed Mei a lot as a character. Her interactions with Ash felt almost the exact same as Mei's, which I really appreciated. Ash as a character was starting to grow as well. We still had some of that attitude he had during Indigo League, but he was becoming a better trainer, getting a whopping 8th place in the Hoenn League, which was much better than his 16th placement in the Indigo League. And of course, we got an amazing ace Pokemon with Sceptile. Let's not forget about how much of a goat bro was during the Tobias fight and all of Advance, honestly. Overall, I give Advance a 6 out of 10. Not bad, but not anything remarkable that stuck with me. Now we are at 6th place, which is going to go to Johto Journeys. First off, let me just start by saying I do not love it as much as other people do. In fact, I'm actually not too fond of it either. But what makes Johto Journeys above Advance an absolute garbage? Well, that's because of two things. One, it's not absolute garbage, and two, it has the better group. Ash, Misty, and Brock are all the originals. And being the OGs, we've had so much more time with them that it's much more fun to watch them on screen. Misty being better than Mei as well as Max not being a part of the equation made every episode that much more enjoyable to watch. There weren't any crazy good episodes, but each episode was consistently good and overall such a blast to go through and binge. Not to mention, I absolutely adored Bayleaf, and Ash's relationship with Bayleaf made it one of my favorite starters of all time, and yes, I mean that. It was so cute and adorable, and I know this sounds like a bland reason, but when one of your favorite Pokemon is owned by one of your favorite characters, it's always fun to watch. Overall, I give Johto Journeys a 6.8 out of 10. At 5th place, we have Journeys. Let me start off by saying, I was actually really hyped for Journeys once it was released on Netflix. I still remember binging the first part of the series and hearing that amazing opening. Gosh, that was so good. Now, I'm going to start off by saying, although I disliked Go, it didn't ruin the series for me at all. I genuinely enjoyed the first part of the series very much. Not to mention that Lugia scene was just so beautiful to watch. It's just, it brings back so many good memories, bro. But with that being said, I heavily hated the middle segment of the series. I hated the idea of no gym battles and despised the system they used to enter the Pokemon League. I loved seeing Ash's team grow as he progressed through the different gyms. I always loved to see which of his Pokemon would be the one to finish the job. Like, I genuinely don't care about these nobody trainers he faces off once and never sees again, dog. Not to mention, Galar has, in my opinion, some of the coolest looking gym leaders in the franchise. Not to mention, it's wild to see how much of a friend group he had in Sun and Moon, and now he just has Go. Like, the friend group in Journeys was not it. Well, now thinking about it, it didn't even exist. And just when we thought things couldn't get any worse, we had Project Mew that we had to watch over and over again. And if you enjoyed that arc, that's all good, but I was so bored every time it was on screen. Oh my gosh, it was just terrible. You want to know what the funny part about that whole thing is? Is that they had this giant arc surrounded by Go, and the whole purpose about this arc, you know, is about catching Mew. Want to know what they did at the end of Project Mew? not catch freaking Mew. But guys, don't worry. It was about the friends we made along the way. Trust. And although the finale of the Pokemon League was well and dandy with the absolute stellar animation between Ash and Leon, it still didn't help carry the dumb matchups we got. Lance, let me just ask you, why did we get you in the league when we could have had Paul? Now, I'm not hating on the Ash versus Steven matchup, but I really thought that Steven versus Diantha would have been amazing because of the little chemistry they got going on in X and Y. Now, I'm going to give the series a 7 out of 10 because although there were many missed opportunities and lots of episodes where it just made me ponder if it was a filler episode, the start to Journeys was just so comforting and cozy. I just loved it so much, man, and seeing Greninja again was a delight, even if it was only for a second. Coming in fourth place, we got Indigo League. Now, there's not much for me to say other than it's just freaking peak. We had some of the best comedy we've had in any Pokemon series ever, not to mention we got things like Team Rocket's backstory, the banger OG opening that just hits you with nostalgia every time, man. Oh my gosh, so peak. And Gary was also a rival that you wanted Ash to beat every single time they fought. He was a rival who you just wanted to see crushed. And although they didn't have the craziest animation ever during that time, since, you know, it was made before the year freaking 2000, it just feels like watching OG Dragon Ball again. It just feels so refreshing to watch. If you haven't watched Indigo League in a while, I highly recommend you do so, as it's very nice to just sit back and relax too. I can't give it any less than a solid 8.4 out of 10. It was just amazing. Not to mention it was the start of Ash's literal journey. It just has to be here. It just has to. Only reason it isn't higher is that the other series coming up are just better. That's just it. As we are entering the top 3 of Ash's journeys, I wanted to say if you guys are enjoying this video so far, it would mean a lot to me if you subscribed. It's completely free and I would appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time, friends. We are finally at the top 3 and coming up is Pokemon Sun and Moon. Now I get it, the art style change wasn't really what we were expecting and I'm not a huge fan of it either. But for what it's worth, everyone benefited from the change other than Ash. Team Rocket looked amazing and the rest of the Sun and Moon cast looked phenomenal with the vibrant colors as well. Ash and Pikachu also got the spotlight they deserved with the Pikanium Z. And not only that, but seeing Ash so happy to battle again after the events of XYZ was just so wholesome, man. I also really enjoyed the effect Ash had on everyone as well. Like Lily, for example, when she was so afraid of Pokemon, but with Ash, she finally overcame that fear. The animation during some of the fight scenes were also very well done, like the Tapu Koko versus Pikachu fight. Seeing Ash win his first Pokemon League, man, it almost brought me to tears, I'm not gonna lie. He reached a level that almost no trainer could ever dream of. Peak development. Overall, I give it a solid 8.5. It was never a bad series, and if you watched it for what it is, you'll enjoy it a lot more. Now, the runner-up for Ash's journey is going to go to Diamond and Pearl. First off, let me start off by saying the parallel between the Chimchar scene and the Charmander scene was absolutely amazing. Chimchar and Ash's bond through all of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl was also just so well done. Paul also nearly killed me inside from being an absolute stupid human being. A guy who you absolutely despise, and very much so. That is exactly how you make not just a rival, but also a character. A person who sees Pokemon purely for strength, and Ash who sees Pokemon from a whole other perspective and tries his hardest for them, not just himself. John was also an amazing companion, a perfect balance of both funny sassiness, but also kind and understanding. She was a real bro for Ash through and through. Brock was also there, so that was a nice touch as well. And seeing Ash reach the semifinals in the Sinnoh League was absolutely phenomenal. The animation wasn't crazy during the Infernape vs Electivire fight, but that wasn't the reason you loved it so much. You loved it because it had so much buildup that you were on the edge of your seat to see who would win. And nothing felt better to see Ash beat Paul, let's be honest. The only thing that I disliked about Ash's journey in Diamond and Pearl had nothing to do with Ash himself or even his companions, but rather a trainer named Tobias, the trainer he lost to during the Sinnoh League. I will go on a rant if I don't stop myself now, but Tobias as a character has to be one of the worst writing decisions I've ever seen in my freaking life. Overall, I give the Diamond and Pearl journey a outstanding 9 out of 10. This was also one of the best versions of Ash in the entire franchise, one filled with confidence and strength. But by far, the best journey Ash has ever had in the Pokemon series was the XY series. The reason why the series was so well done was due to many factors, but by far the biggest one is definitely the animation. The amount of hard work and passion put into the series was insane. It wasn't just the XYZ League, but every episode consistently had animation that made you feel like you were watching an actual shonen anime. Moving on to the other reasons was the cast of characters. Just to let you guys know, the XY series was the first series to not show Brock or Misty at all, nor bring back any returning characters from previous Pokemon shows. Other than, I guess, Steven, but none that had crazy amounts of screen time. They built characters like Serena, who was the first Pokegirl who genuinely pursued her passion for contests and performances, and we see her accomplish her dreams and journeys. Her bond and wholesome moments with Ash were fun to watch as well. The impact she had on him as a character during the Snowbell arc shaped him into a much better trainer down the road. Alon, who was used as a weapon his entire life, turned to good after the impact Ash had on him as a person. Bonnie showed the audience how a child can actually be funny and not annoying 24/7. And last but not least, Clement, a person who felt almost like a brother to Ash. Lysander Peter was also the first villain to actually make a valid point about humanity's cruel and selfish desires. He also had Eisen-level plans and nearly won at the end of his series. Come on, that was goated. And of course, we can't forget about Greninja Nash's story throughout the entire journey. From being weak, but wanting strength. From wanting a worthy trainer to depend on. To want a friend who he could spend time with. And after their hard work, they mastered a power that went beyond any form of Mega Evolution or bond between trainer and Pokemon. In more ways than one, they surpassed everyone. And even when losing against Alon, Ash didn't show any signs of shame or guilt. He wasn't depressed at all like what happened with Wolfric. He was proud of what he accomplished. After all, he mastered something that nobody else could. From the character development to the animation and the phenomenal consistency between episodes, it felt like a true uplifting and empowering anime. That is why I love Pokemon so much, and if XYZ never existed, I don't know if my passion for Pokemon would have been ever as great as it is today. The XYZ series gets a 10 out of 10. But guys, I hope you enjoyed this video, and make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and comment down below your ranking of Ash's journeys from worst to best, as I do respond to a lot of my comments. But anyways, friends, that's all Yuki wrote, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.